Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
People who post stuff about their children on social media.
I wish you'd get out of my life and shut up.
I don't even understand that.
Who are you trying to impress?
The other mums. They want the mum to look at their kid and go, I hate you so much.
Yeah, but it doesn't even matter. When they're kids, it doesn't count. But let's see what happens when they're adults. That's going to be the most interesting part. 20 years from now, just check out their kids, see where they're at. They won't be bragging anymore.
Hopefully not. Some probably will.
Cool, your kid can walk. That's pretty standard for development.
Or Stephen Hawking. He was around still, he'd be so annoyed with you right now. He's not, okay? So what's your next question?
I was just going to do complaints for the rest of this.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, yeah.
Unless, wait, let me see if I have any questions. Hold on.
You should ask, like, your fans what they want you to ask.
Maybe I will. Gosh!
Oh, did I tell you that I saw somebody kayaking with a mask on?
What the heck are you doing?
That's... Okay, I've lost faith in all mankind.
Lady, you're in the middle of the fucking ocean. Like, there's no one who's going to be in a 6-foot radius from in a fucking kayak.
She doesn't want to get, like, a shark COVID or something.
I tried to paddle up super close to her just to make her feel uncomfortable, but I couldn't even get that close. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow, it is Idiocracy.
Freaking idiot.
Let's see what Reddit has to offer.
Interviewer.
I know, I didn't come prepared because I thought I had 2 extra hours to prepare something.
Killing me, seriously.
Okay, I'm going on Reddit right now.
You need to start a Facebook's page or an Insta page or something like that where people can ask you questions or tell you questions they want you to ask in your show.
Theirs are going to be stupid.
I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Why don't you do Christmas? It's been bugging me for a while now.
What do you mean, do Christmas?
Why don't you do Christmas?
Fuck Christmas.
You can do that?
I don't do Hanukkah either.
So what's Hanukkah?
Hanukkah is like the Jewish Christmas, but my family just wasn't a thing because they're just so Jewish that they just don't give.
Okay, that made no sense to me.
I don't know, but she left all this crap on my porch.
What do mermaids wash their fins with? Tide.
I was going to say sandpaper.
How much does a pirate pay for an ear piercing?
An arm and a leg?
A buccaneer.
I think I like my answer better.
We can agree to never speak about this again.
I truly hope that this gets edited out and deleted, and then like you delete the hard drive that you deleted it from.
What do you call a puppy with no legs?
No, not a clue.
Anything you want, still not going to come to you.
Oh, that's bad. Okay.
Why was the pregnant apple so upset?
I have no idea.
Because her boyfriend, the banana, split.
That's terrible.
If spaghetti was made into an action movie, what would it be called? Impossible.
I'm going to have an aneurysm if you say any more of these.
That's what I'm talking about.
How are the chickens? Did any of them die?
I'm down to 4 now.
What's your favorite stereotype?
That Australians are all alcoholics, because that's just definitely not true. It's just me.
I thought they were all like super healthy.
There's me, and that's proof that they're not all healthy.
Have you ever texted the wrong person?
Yes. Yes.
Do you want to talk about it? Have you ever prank called someone?
One of my old housemates used to do a lot of prank calls.
Can I trade you for him?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with you.
So there's a lady in Australia.
Just one?
Yeah, she's very popular. her initials is A, and her surname is Kuhn. A Kuhn.
What does that mean?
Sorry?
What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. So that's a quite an offensive way to say an Indigenous Australian person. So that's her actual, like, her initials as it comes up in the phone book.
A Kuhn?
So he... A Kuhn.
That's an offensive term for an Australian person.
Indigenous Australian person.
What does that mean? Indigenous.
It's an Aboriginal.
Original? Like
Aboriginal.
What does that mean?
The people native? That were here.
Native.
Yeah, native.
Okay.
I'm native. I was born here. So I don't accept that just because their ancestors were here before my ancestors that they are any more Australian.
Yeah, but you have ancestors that aren't from there.
Yeah, so do they. Because we all come originally from Africa, so...
We all come from...
So do they.
Jesus.
Please don't tell me you just said space.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, that. Yes.
Okay, so that's her name, and you guys used to prank call her?
I never once did. He was in the Navy, and he would call her the second they got reception to Australia, and he puts on a very good Aboriginal voice, very convincing.
I saw this YouTube video, and it was this guy, and he was calling out of work to a place that he didn't work.
I don't understand.
He was like, I just got hired there and I just want to go golfing this weekend and I'm not going to be able to make it into work. Who do I need to talk to make that happen? He said he just started and they put him into HR and the lady on the phone was like, that's not going to work. You can't just not come in. We need you to work. And he was like, I have plans this weekend with my friends. He just went on and on talking to this HR lady. And meanwhile, he's never worked there.
That's quite brilliant.
I subscribe.
As you should.
It was a good one. I used to prank call people and I used to just be like, hey, guess who? And then that would be the scenario that I have to be.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, Patricia? I'd be like, hey, yeah, dude, how'd
you? That's actually quite clever. How do you come up with these? Did you look them up on Reddit?
No, that was just something that I used to do before Reddit existed.
Oh, the good old days.
The good old days with the phone book.
Hey, could I use your guys' phone for a sec?
Type in like random numbers on like the landline. Press *67 so it blocks off the number.
It's different to Australia, but I know exactly what you mean.
I used to change my parents' voicemail all the time, too.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's evil.
No, I'd just be like, thanks for calling, Spanky's porta potties. We're unavailable to get to the phone right now.
You were like a source of great animosity for them, weren't you?
Yeah, it's probably why we don't keep in touch. Some say love, it
is a razor. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's going to hit 30% commission at some point. You know that.
Pauline, give me some of your tots.
You know that I have to get something before you can ask for commission.
No, go find your own.
No, I can ask for commission at any time.
Come on, give me some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starved. I didn't get to eat anything today.
But I did get to tie-dye my dad's underwear, and that's really all that matters.
Was he upset about this?
Oh my God, he was furious because I like took new ones out of the package that he was like saving. And I was getting good at it though with the tie-dye. I started making like the bullseye on the dick area and then I let them dry out on the front lawn. I thought he was going to murder me. This was before he came out of the closet and stuff. So.
Oh, that's great.
It would give it away if he had tie-dye underwear.
You did it on the wrong side. Should have done it on the back.
Both. You just bunch it up together. Who's your least favorite family member?
Oh, what if they're listening?
They're not.
How do you know that? Okay, I'll say it.
It's Uncle Rico.
He's an absolute spastic.
Okay, no further questions. I'm going to be contacting him shortly.
Yeah, that's cool. He knows. He doesn't like me either, so it's fine. Something about I pissed on his foot when I was a kid or something. I don't know.
Grandma just called and said you're supposed to go home.
She didn't tell me anything.
Too bad. She says she doesn't want you here when she gets back because you've been ruining everybody's lives and eating all our steak.
What's the longest you've ever gone without a shower?
I think I'm at about 7 days now.
Ew.
No, camping, probably 5 or 6 days. That's because there's no shower. You're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so why would you ever go camping?
You bathe in a river instead. You said shower, didn't say bathe.
The point, don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
What's the weirdest thing someone's done to get your attention?
They keep asking me to go on their podcasts.
No, done. Like, not just asked. Like, actions are different than words. What is the weirdest thing that someone has done to you?
Once
I can tell you mine.
I haven't asked for yours. You asked me mine.
I know, but you're taking a really long time to answer.
Well, because you keep interrupting me. So I had a girl that worked at KFC that had a thing for me, and she used to bring me down KFC every single day.
I guess you could say things are getting pretty serious.
Which was good. but every single day KFC for lunch is not good for you. Mm-hmm. And I can't do it every day.
Did you tell her?
No, of course not. It's free KFC. I'm not doing good things.
I thought you said you weren't Jewish.
I have got Scottish blood. That's nearly as bad.
Really? Tell me more.
No.
Okay, so the weirdest thing that someone's ever done to get my attention is set up my dad to be a child molester. That was beyond impressive.
The fact that you went on a date with the guy afterwards.
I didn't. I didn't. I've never met him. I actually yelled at him, and that's how we started talking.
We're just waiting for him to text you back because you've been really missing.
No.
Oh, sorry. That was confidential. Okay.
That was somebody else tried to set up my dad as well. That was a little extra, but it's better than saying hi. And then when I was like 8, I had this little, it was like an ornament type thing, not for a tree, but it was like a little knickknack. And it had a like a stone on the bottom with a unicorn that was like glued to the top, and I broke and I cried, and this boy was like, I'll fix it, and he took it home and put it together for me again.
Why are you not married to this guy now?
I don't know where he went, but it was the sweetest thing, and I remember like telling my mom about it, and she was like, he likes you, and then I got all weird, and then he probably stopped liking me. But keep in mind, I was like a really fat and ugly kid. I think he just did it because he was kind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fat, ugly people. Just, yeah.
Tina, you fat lark.
I was such an ugly kid. I had glasses, braces. I was fat. I had a lazy eye.
Seen the photos.
And people wonder why I'm weird.
I have tried my very best to get it out of my head, but you just put it all straight back in. Thank you for that.
I had, like, bangs. And not that bangs are bad, but, like, I'll never do that again. I did it not too long ago, within the last year. A huge mistake.
They're popular now, aren't they? Isn't it a thing?
No.
Oh.
Not for me. I didn't like it. It was like too much in my face. They were annoying.
Yeah, I get that. I get that. But hey, good on you for trying something
new.
Yeah,
I did try. Oh, I had to delete my dating profile because I kept getting messages that were saying, is Steve your dad?
Really?
I can give you his direct line. Don't you think it's a little soon to meet the family?
Oh, that's great.
Like,
that's
what am
so
I supposed
good.
To say to that? Oh, yeah. Huh? How do you know? Or I'll just be like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
And then it ends up being the guy you dreamed, and then you're like, oh, come meet my dad.
No, they know that I'm lying.
The whole family resemblance thing gives it away.
No, I don't look like him. But usually at that point, I'll just refer them to my podcast.
Of course you do.
But it's just like getting old. You can only say that so many times before it's like, all right, this isn't even funny anymore. And then I was thinking about moving or just changing my last name legally. But then people will think that I'm married.
Yeah, that's not going to stop them.
I did change my last name on Facebook, which is basically changing it legally.
Pretty much. And see, that's why I'm disappointed that you haven't gone any further with that.
To legally change it?
Change it to something like completely not Jewish to really throw people off, like
Johnson?
Smith. Johnson, yeah.
Smith? What about something like German?
Gerhardt.
Yeah. Something like...
Ancestors aren't like, you know, super annoyed by that.
What's a cool last name? Miss Right, because I'm always right.
I wouldn't go that far, but
like misunderstanding. Understanding.
That's great. That's perfect, actually.
Shane Understanding?
I think it's nice.
Or anything with the prefix of miss.
Yeah, no, I like understood. Like, I actually really like, that's actually probably the cleverest thing you've ever said.
If you need a friend, don't look to a stranger. You know in the end, I'll always be there. And when you're in doubt, and when you're in danger, take a look all around, and I'll be there.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.